नमस्कारः, गायत्री भगिनी प्लीज गो अहेड।
वक्रतुण्ड महाकाय सूर्यकोटि समप्रभ निर्विघ्न कुरु मे देव सर्वकार्यसु सर्वदा।
निर्विघ्नं कुरु मे देव सर्वकार्येषु सर्वदा।
सर्वकार्येषु सर्वदा।
Right, so where are we? Right filling of the conversation. I think Seema Vahini sent me that. Shall we discuss on that? 2.3
Okay. I started it, but I couldn't.
That's okay.
Finish it.
That's okay. No problem. We will see it now.
I had some... trouble with, for instance, you said and the end it said let go, but I only knew how to say you go and I go, but I didn't know how to say we go, so you go, yeah, and there were many things like that I wasn't sure.
I get it. So I from now on we will do another practice. In the other group they were suggesting me, I post some sentences so that you can translate it in Sanskrit, some simple sentences.
Okay.
So before that we'll have to cover a bit of things, but that's okay. You can still try. It's not a big deal. So 2.3 Monica Bagini, can you read the title of the question?
You mean that where it said etap citra?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna read it in English, or do I read it slowly in Sanskrit?
You read it in Sanskrit.
Okay, etap citram pasyatu.
Pasyatu. Okay, stop here for a moment. So what do you infer from this etat chitram pasyatu?
Pasyatu was seeing, right?
It is like see.
See.
When I say saha pasyati, it means he sees or he is seeing. Okay. When I say sa pasyati, she is seeing or she sees. When I say aham pashyami, I am seeing. When I say pashyatu, I am asking you to see.
Yes. So tu is you. It's like in Spanish. We say tu means you in Spanish. So
here it is tvam. Tvam is tu in Sanskrit.
Tvam is
tu. You.
You.
Y-O-U.
You. Yeah, I was Spanglishing it. Okay.
So you add your Spanish to the dhatu or the kriya, then that becomes you do it.
Okay.
So etat, what is etat?
Etat is this.
Right.
And chitram. Oh, I forgot. I knew it, but.
Chitram is picture.
Picture. Okay, so this picture you see, right?
You see this picture.
You see this picture.
Yes.
Okay.
Go ahead. What is next?
Chitrasya. So that would be this picture as a possessive.
No, read the complete sentence and then we will do it one by one.
Adharena ekam sambhashanam likhatu.
So, you know now, chitram is a picture, right?
So, this picture
Abdharana, I don't know what that means.
Yeah, yeah, wait, I'll help you just a minute, okay? You know that Chitram is a picture,
mm-hmm.
right? Now, when will we use Sya at the end? We saw it in 1.8.
In which Vibhakti? Possessive, right?
Mm. So, Shashti. Chitrasya.
Okay.
So, Chitrasya says the relationship between the picture and something. And what is that? Adharena. If you remember the Ramashabdam, or if you have the Ramashabda, do you see Ramayana in the Tritiya Vibhakti?
Let me see, I have it here. Yeah. Rama. Oh, in the Tritiya, I see Ramena, Ramamyam, and Ramaihi.
So you need.
The first one. So it would be. Yeah, but I don't know what Adhare means.
Ramena. Adharena means based on. Adhar means based. It's Mitra, I think we lost her. So Adharena means based. Adhar means based.
So based? Can you tell that to me?
Yeah. So Chitrasya Adharena Ekam Sambhashanam Likhit. So basically it means based on the picture. Based.
Adhar
means to base on something. Like based on what you see in the picture, write this conversation. Sambhashanam means conversation.
Likhatu means write, right?
Yes. Sambhashanam means conversation.
Wow, you're so advanced.
No, because it has Hindi words.
Ah, really? Okay.
Yeah. So, Adhar is a Hindi word. Adhar, so it in Sanskrit, it becomes Adharena. Adhar means based on. So, like, this story is based on the picture, basically.
Okay.
So, Chitrasya Adharena. So, based on the picture, Ekam, one, Sambhashanam, right? Ekam means you can write the conversation.
Likhatu, and tu means you write the conversation. Based on the picture, yeah, you write the conversation.
Yeah, that's what I understand. Was I think Sumit.
I don't think it's working for her again. Wow.
Yeah. So yeah, Adharena and Sambhashanam is conversation.
Okay, did you write the conversation? Gayatri?
No, I did not do my homework. Sorry,